Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. So get your oil today. It's the Holy Spirit's way. The rapture of the church is coming soon by the Signs Ministers.
The rapture of the church is coming soon.
Get ready, Jesus is coming. Praise the Lord, my friends. The rapture of the church is coming soon. Are you ready? If you're not, you better get ready. Welcome to tonight's Signs of the Times International Radio Program. Thanks for tuning in for Yahweh's News Behind the News, my friends. And may ye all be awesomely blessed by what y'all hear tonight. Amen. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman, called not by men, but by Yahweh himself. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last days, signs, the end times, they sure are here. Get ready, get ready, get ready. This program is listener supported by the generous love gifts of its listening audience. If God speaks to your heart to send support, please respond to his loving touch, as this program cannot stay on the air without your support. Thank you and God bless. Now for tonight's last days, end times, quick Bible study, King James Version. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. My friends, this verse is especially important to Signs of the Times International Radio and Brother Johnson, because this program is not a show, and Brother Johnson, God's watchman, is not an entertainer. If you are listening to get entertainment tonight, you are missing the true truth, or might I say, you are rejecting the true truth, because I am here to prepare you for the second and last coming of Christ Jesus. And that is not entertainment. No, no, no. That is as serious as it gets. Amen. That said, I do make a show of those openly who reject Christ and Yahweh's true truth gospel. And because it is for Christ's sake, I will triumph in revealing the sins of the world. When I play the sad comments of a call-in dissenter, it is not, oh, no, no, not because I fear them. No, no, no. It is because of this verse, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's triumph over them in it tonight, friends. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said. Get right and get ready. Amen. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 3:10.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our Signs Ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Thus saith the Lord, you will see all things increase that I have told you about. You will see the winds increasing, the frequency of the winds increasing, their strength, their ability to destroy increasing. For sin is upon the land, and I will shake the land as I have never shaken it before, saith the Lord. Turn from your ways, turn from your evil thoughts and your evil deeds, says God. For these things bring calamity upon the land. For my hand was lifted, but now it begins to fall as it deals with evil and the corruption of the peoples of the earth. Seek not the ways of men, but seek me, saith God. Turn to me, Turn to my word and live by that word. Live no longer by the desires and the cares of this world, but turn unto the desire of the kingdom of heaven. For the last days are upon you. The time is short, the end is near, saith God. Turn, turn, quickly now, turn, or it may be too late, for my son comes soon, saith the Lord.
I pray you listen to that prophetic word very carefully. Now tonight's True Truth Prophecy, quick Bible study from the King James Version. My, in this program you get the true truth right from God's holy word and not the doctrines of men. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Watchman comment. Although this verse is not directly related to prophecy, Hosea is one of the minor biblical prophets, as opposed to Ezekiel, Daniel, etc., who are major prophets. You all know that the Bible teaches us that you will reap what you sow. If you don't, you should, and you will know it after you hear this. Sow righteousness, you will reap or get righteousness. Sow unrighteousness, and you will reap or get unrighteousness. And that's the true truth. As for myself, I will sow and reap righteousness, because the right I sow is righteousness as vindicated of God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. This is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, that he that thresheth in hope should be a partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? My, oh my, that's a good verse, my friend. No, verse 11 is not contradictory of verse 10. It is simply teaching in true truth that when someone like myself sows unto you spiritual things, as I do, and then when I ask for support, which is your carnal thing, for your help to stay on the air, when you give in response, your carnal becomes spiritual. Wow, that's a walk on water event. Is it not? Yepper, it sure is. A reaping in mercy. Amen. It is also breaking up your fallow ground, don't you know? Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. My friends, in true truth, it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Amen and amen. Stir up that fallow soil within you, that it may grow good things in Yahweh's righteousness. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand, amen. So, get right and get ready. Mark from New York and Edward from New York both obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are WOW Walk on Water sponsors for tonight's program. Father, bless them, Lord. Meet their every need. And thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program, Lord. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Oh, come on. We all know that shew means show. The old English isn't that hard to understand. Get you a King James Bible, and you'll have the best translation you can have. These other ones that came after it have changed the meaning of the words in the King James. Don't you know? Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. The Coming Biological Warfare Attack in America, Part 2 of 4. In recent years, there have been many movies that have dealt with the subject of biological warfare, plagues, and pandemics. Movies like Contagion, 28 Days Later, I Am Legend, Outbreak, and 12 Monkeys show the horrifying results of biological warfare. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, even launched a campaign on their blog to educate the public about the extreme dangers of a pandemic entitled Preparedness 101, Zombie Apocalypse. Oh my. The blog post, written by Assistant Surgeon General Ali Khan, my goodness, instructs readers how to prepare for flesh-eating zombies, much like how they appeared in feature films like 28 Days Later and I Am Legend. The reality of biological or chemical warfare is deadly serious. Watchman comment on that report. Those weren't my words, folks. When I say Watchman comment, these are my words. Do you really believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman now? How can you prepare? Good question. Glad you asked. In the natural, get some good vitamins. Eat right, building up your immune system. In the spiritual, serve God with all your heart. Pray and read your King James Version Bible daily. And that's the most important thing, because that gets you ready to take things in the natural. Mark 16:18, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now do you know why I say get right and get ready? Continuing. Will America survive? The socialists in government are counting on the loyalty of the police and military to enforce these draconian and unconstitutional edicts that the Abomination administration is getting through. Stalin got the loyalty of his police and army. Hitler got the loyalty of his police and army also. A good example today is Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad's police that are following his orders and killing their own citizens to keep their dictator that signs their paychecks in power. Will the police in the new America do the same? Will the Abomination administration do the same? Continuing. End of days scripture story. When the Lord Jesus was describing the end days, the time just prior to his second coming, he drew a direct connection back to the days of Noah, the time just before the great flood. He mentioned that the people were involved with eating, drinking, and marrying right up until the flood came. They were totally unaware of the coming judgment, as many are today. At first glance, there does not seem to be anything unusual about eating and drinking until all the scriptures are studied about the time of Noah. The big picture shows this time period was full of violence and rebellion against God. It was also a time of intense sexual immorality. My. We've got that today, don't we? This combination of violence and immorality grieved the heart of God. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 through 7. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man upon the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man who I have created from the face of the earth. Watchman comment, beware, sinners beware. The time is short, the day of Christ return is at hand. Continuing. Buy a gun and keep your powder dry. Perhaps it is time to pay attention when an economist like Warren Buffett looks at the state of our country and the advice he gives includes buy a gun and keep your powder dry. Is there another big correction coming to the stock market? Could we be facing what one of the experts is calling a financial 911? Watchman comment. And while you are in a buying mood, get you some freeze-dried food and tuck it away. Also, some water. Did not God tell Joseph to tuck things away for the 7 years of famine? Don't call me or write me and tell me that's not Bible, because it is. Continuing. When will Americans wise up? When will America realize that the infidel by any name is still an infidel? We have poured trillions of dollars into Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Egypt, to say nothing of what is more precious than money, the blood of the brave men and women of the United States military. And for what? To watch Iran's influence permeate Iraq? To see the butcher of Tehran hold and raise hands with the propped-up presidents of Afghanistan and Pakistan? If there is a picture worth a billion words, that sure was it. The picture of Islamic unity is like using American sacrifice and tax dollars to jab a finger in America's eye. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. The Vatican claims King James Bible is Catholic. Oh, boy. An interfaith exhibit called Verbum Domini, translated Word of the Lord, claims the roots of the King James Bible of 1611 are entirely Catholic. Watchman comment. Those that have ears to hear, listen. The Roman Catholic Church wants the whole world to see her as a biblical church. That's why that's being said. Rome is using this exhibit to gather all Christians and Jews under the Word of God, positioning herself as protector of Yahweh's Word. But they aren't, don't you know? They won't let their parishioners even read the Bible. So if you're a Catholic, get you a King James Bible and read it. Continuing. The King James Bible was on the Vatican's forbidden book list for hundreds of years, my friends. Pope Pius IV had a list of forbidden books compiled and officially prohibited them in the Index of Trent, the Index Librorum Prohibitorum of 1559. The Catholic Church, i.e. Vatican, will not allow its flock to read Yahweh's word because then they would know they have been deceived for centuries by what their priests have been telling them and the Vatican has been telling the priests. Amen. Continuing. Watchman, is Obama signaling his buddies? Al-Qaeda leader says the U.S. defense cuts are signaling America's weaknesses. Al-Qaeda's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, said U.S. decisions to cut its defense budget and engage with the Afghan Taliban were signals of a decline in Washington's power. One of the latest signs of its, the USA's, shrinking power is the reduction of the U.S. Department of Defense budget, said Zawahiri. Watchman comment, what did I tell you? The Obamination is playing right into their hands, and it's not by accident, folks. Continuing. MedImmune announces FDA approved of first 4-strain flu vaccine. My. All other currently available licensed seasonal influenza vaccines are trivalent, containing 3 strains. FluMist quadrivalent had a safety profile generally compared to the trivalent FluMist formulations. Watchman comment, so now you can run and get a flu shot soon, with not just 1 flu strain, not just 2 or 3, but this one contains 4 strains. Ain't it great? If you know me, the answer is no. Every vaccine is dangerous, with side effects even to getting the flu itself contained in the shot or worse. This vaccine, therefore, is 4 times as dangerous. Not 3 times, not 2 times, not 1 time, 4 times. Continuing. U.S. military officials say that America is preparing a plan to strike Iranian nuclear targets in the event that sanctions fail to persuade Tehran to haul its hurdle towards atomic development. A news report quoted U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz as saying such a strike would be carried out if Iran fails to prove its nuclear development program is geared solely towards peaceful purposes. I can assure you, you would not want to be in the area where we do it, Schwartz warned. Watchman Shofar. Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and live call-ins, letters or both, as the program finishes. Dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. And when you do, please also pray about including that WOW, Walk on Water, WOW, Love Gift offering, no matter how small, to meet the need and help keep signs on the air. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings, and many do send those, and those add up to keep one program on the air. So just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. Then pray over it and send it. God is able to get it through, is he not? Amen and amen. And be prepared for the last days and times. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen to that. Please write sign spelled SIGNS PO Box 122. Town is Lisle, LISLE. New York, just abbreviate NY ZIP 13797. That will repeat in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in the very unfree world of today. Now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study from, you guessed it, the King James Version. Joshua chapter 5, verses 13, 14, and 15. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him, with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went up unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? Verse 14, And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, and did worship, and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? Verse 15, And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. My. Do you remember another time that happened? And almost the very same words were used coming out of the burning bush from Yahweh to Moses. My. The book of Revelation describes a man who judges and makes war. He is called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And undoubtedly, he is God's five-star general. Maybe he's a six or a seven. Glory to God. It is very likely that this is the very man who identified himself to Joshua as captain or commander of the Lord's army. You know his name. It is the Christ, Yeshua, Jesus. Once again, the Lord himself appears in human form in a critical moment in history to someone he loves. Do you recognize a pattern emerging? Abraham on the plains of Mamre, Jacob wrestling near Jordan, and now Joshua right before the Battle of Jericho. The Lord will appear again one last time at another very significant battle that has not yet been fought, called Armageddon, where all sin will be defeated and the earth will be changed into a place of the Lord's rule once again. That is the purpose of Brother Johnson's calling from Yahweh, to get you prepared for and ready as saints to rule at that time along with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Romans chapter 14, verses 11 through 12, For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. My friends, did you hear that true scripture? Are you ready to give account of yourself to God? I hope you are. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now, a preached altar call in a church service by Brother Carlos.
Good evening, science listeners. This is Brother Carlos. The world is passing away. Capitalism, democracy, and free markets did not make America great. God made America great. However, this nation rejected our Creator and His laws. Instead, we worship wealth. We crave and export violence and sex. We profane God's Sabbath day. We divorce, murder, covet, lie, and steal God's tithes and offerings. This economic and eventual military decline will lead to the great tribulation spoken of by Jesus Christ in Matthew 24. You should be paying off your debt, reducing your expenses, weaning yourself from government help, and humbly and zealously returning to God to prepare for Christ's return. Will you take heed to the Lord's prophetic messages and give yourself over to Christ? It is Him who opened up the gate of salvation for you to receive if you give your life over to Christ. Just as Brother Johnson says as many as times on the Science Radio program, you will have nothing, absolutely nothing to fear about the imminent Christ's return. But all these things that you see within the news today are the beginning of sorrows. People, Christ is returning again. Give yourself over to Jesus right now. Maranatha.
Thank you, Brother Carlos. Good to have you on again. I pray they listened to what you had to say. Please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends, for when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days, that you live in right now today. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. Please tune in frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday night. Attention, on or around March 26th, WWCR will change frequencies from 5070 to 9350. That's in about 2 weeks. WWCR will change 5070 to 9350. So for more daily news in text form like you heard on tonight's program, be sure to go to signsradio.com, signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the Visitors Forum News with Views link. Remember that, the News with Views link. and you will go to my other website. There is so much more posted on my other website weekdays that there was no time on tonight's program to use all of it. And there are pictures there you cannot see on the radio. No computer? Libraries have free use computers, and the librarians will help you. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Can you think of a way to bless me back? Here's the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLENY 13797.
This is amateur operator AA9YKN from Central Indiana. Your signal is coming 30 dB over S9. Really booming industry, Indiana. Thank you.
We had a bad connection there, but I believe you said your amateur radio call letters were AA9YAN. Well, God bless you. Thanks for giving me that call. You're talking to a former amateur radio operator that I haven't been on in quite a few years. I'm just too busy. But thanks for that call and a great signal report from Indiana. Sure do appreciate it. Maranatha.
Comes in good in New Brunswick. You have a blessed week. Bye.
Bless you also, my friend. Maranatha.
Yes, this is Robert in Fountain County, Indiana. I'm receiving you 555. Clear. Over and out.
Thank you, Robert. Be blessed, Maranatha.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, excellent show. Northwestern Ohio, good signal, and Maranatha.
Thank you, brother. Sounds like your voice is a lot more chipper. Guess you're getting better, or at least feeling better anyway. Maranatha.
Well, Brother Johnson, this is Grandpa at Green Acres. Wanting you to know that we can hear you playing tonight on 5070. Now, this is Wednesday night. Hadn't been able to call in for a long time, but God bless you.
My, I haven't heard from Green Acres down there in a long time. God bless you. I'm glad you're doing better. Maranatha.
Yes, this is Bruce in Northeast Texas, and I'd like to say that I'm receiving a good message each week, informative, as well as a strong signal, 5070. Keep up the good work, Brother Johnson, and may Yahweh bless you. Bye.
Well, thank you, Brother Bruce. Always glad to hear from the great state of Texas. And for those kind words you had about the program. God bless you, my friend. Maranatha.
Hello, Brother Johnson. This is Brother Johnson in Arizona. You're coming in loud and clear. This is Saturday night. I was hoping this number would also get you where I could talk to you. So have a nice day. The Lord bless you. And when things get a little better out here, I'll try to send you something. Goodbye.
Well, thank you, Brother Johnson. This is Brother Johnson, God's watchman. I thank you for giving me that call from Arizona. I sure do appreciate it. I'm sorry, brother, but if I answered this phone, I would never get anything done. I'm so sorry, but I am so busy all the time, it's hard for me to call people. But I thank you anyway. And if the Lord provides and touches your heart and gives you the means, then by all means, send Signs Radio an offering. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. Because when I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. And when you get the recorder, don't just hang up on it. Say something. But keep it short if you can so many can call. You can say an awful lot in 30 seconds, don't you know? I only have one line that I can afford, so that will let others get through. Thank you. Here it is. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, a little faster, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight. God bless you. Know you're loved, and here are those that love you.
I 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 love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your wow offering this week. Thanks, my friends. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.